Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on Sports Talk, the new sportsbook and bar, Beauvage Casino and Resort, is where you can find me, Zach, and Deuce. And you heard there, Zach, he said, and Deuce, he said he talked to the players, talked to some Saints players.
I heard all those lies that he said on there. So here's the deal. I reached out to – I mean, you asked me during this afternoon, did you hear this? And you sent me, you know, the write-up from it of he talked about talking to the players, which, first of all, sounded very odd to me because Roger Goodell doesn't talk to players. There's one way to go to see Roger Goodell, and that's to get suspended. That's how you go to see Roger. Roger Goodell – I have not seen Roger Goodell in – I think 7 years. That's pretty mind-blowing now that he doesn't ever go to any facilities. Now, he doesn't go to any facilities because none of the players respect him, right? So he walks in the room and he gets obliterated. He actually walked out of the last time that he came to a meeting in New Orleans, which I think would have been in 2012. I can't remember. I remember Fujita was there because Fujita killed him.
Getting old, man.
Yeah, I know. So – no, and listen, I've talked to every person I've talked to. And
every player.
Every player I've talked to. As a matter of fact, here's a good one. I just asked Ben Watson. We're sitting here off air trying to say, who could he have talked to? Because I talked to Drew earlier, and Drew said no. So then, Deuce, that's a good, you know, hey, Ben Watson. Ben Watson made this post asking him to say something. Maybe he talked to Ben Watson. I asked him, Ben, did you talk to Roger Goodell? His response, ha, that's funny, no. So the man literally stands up on a podium and just lies. It's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. He is the commissioner of the biggest sports league in the country, and it is totally cool with all the people who employ him, all 32 owners, that he stands up on a podium and lies to everybody. They have no problem with it. How is that possible?
And it's also an insult to the fan base.
Yeah, it's
an insult to the intelligence of this fan base that pours several millions of dollars into that product. And I don't want to get sidetracked too much, but what would happen if a player did something wrong? What would the commissioner do? Fine him, take his money, or suspend him?
Sure.
What's going to happen to the official? Nothing. Nothing.
And here's the thing. You want my honest opinion? Honestly, I don't understand how you punish the official for making an in-play mistake. I don't. I really don't. It's not set up for that. So I don't totally understand that. The fact, and again, I keep bringing this up and nobody seems to, the dude's a part-time employee. He single-handedly decided who was going to play in the Super Bowl. He's a part-time employee. How is that possible? Listen, and it's funny. It's not like that's a new thought. They asked Sean Payton about it 2 years ago. Sean Payton has been on the why are these guys not full-time since the moment he stepped on the competition committee. He called it madness. It is madness that in the sports league, making $15 billion a year, the guys on the field making decisions, some of these guys are selling cardboard boxes on Friday, and they jump on a plane, they put on a jersey, and then they decide who wins and loses these games. That's madness.
He got a point now. But what kind of cardboard boxes they selling, Zach?
I don't know. Listen, I'll tell you this, Deuce. Cardboard box sales are hot right now.
They hot.
Because every time I drive past my front door, there's about eight of them sitting on my front doorstep. I
think you got Amazon Prime delivering to you every morning.
Hey, Deuce, I think Zach is channeling his inner Bobby Hebert.
Yeah, I'm going to have to
with some
him
of these
down.
Rants that he's going on and the finger that he's wagging
coffee.
A little bit.
You get that coffee out front of Zach over there.
I already finished that first cup.
Yeah, he fired
so
up.
We got 3 hours left of this.
So how can – I mean, so the commissioner sits up there and lies. So how are we supposed to believe in his integrity, Deuce?
Don't.
You're asking the wrong one.
Don't believe in it.
I'm not going to stand up here and take that. I don't know, Christian. That's a question that he has to address. When we talk about building trust – With the fans and the players, we know that he don't have it with the players. So, I mean, when you talk about building it with the fans, we'll see what he does. But right now, he don't have it. and I don't have an answer for him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.